Today we have a passage from St. Luke chapter 6, the Lord teaching his disciples that they must be merciful just as the Heavenly Father is merciful. St. Matthew told us, Jesus says, be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. St. Luke recounts the Lord by saying, be merciful just as the Heavenly Father is merciful. So we ask, what is mercy? If we're supposed to be full of mercy, what is mercy? Mercy is when love tempers justice. Justice is giving somebody what they're due. Mercy is going far beyond that. Not giving somebody what they deserve or what is due them, but showing compassion and forgiveness when it's undeserved. Mercy is when God's love tempers his justice. And so mercy, they say, is a verb. We have to be merciful. And the church tells us how to do this by the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. To be merciful means that we actually feed the poor, give drink to the thirsty, clothe the naked, shelter the homeless, visit the sick, visit the imprisoned. Those are the corporal works of mercy which affect people's bodies. The spiritual works of mercy are taking care of their soul, praying for the living and the dead, correcting sinners, bearing wrongs patiently, forgiving injuries. These are the spiritual works of mercy. So we can use that as our examination of conscience. Are we merciful? In other words, are we doing the corporal works of mercy? Are we doing the spiritual works of mercy? If we're doing these things, then we are reflecting the love of God and the mercy of God, to be merciful as our Heavenly Father is merciful. And somebody once said, what is mercy? Mercy is Jesus Christ. Mercy is a person, because this is where, in the cross, where God's love tempers his justice. See, Jesus is the mercy of the Father. Who is Jesus? He is God's mercy, the mercy of the Father. Because what we were due in justice, because of the sin of Adam and Eve, the sin of our personal sins, you know, hell is the result in justice of what we deserve. But thanks be to God, God is merciful. So God's love tempers his justice. Humanity sinned, and this sin was an offense against a divine being, against God. So it's of infinite offense because God is an infinite being. So how could God save us? God created a way where both love and justice meet in the mercy of Jesus. And that is, he decided to send his Son. So God became man. Therefore, as man, he represented humanity, but as God, he could make reparation for a sin against an infinite being. So this is how the Lord was able to save us. This is how God saved us, by sending his Son to be the mercy of the Father. So Jesus is our representative. He bore a human nature, but he's also God. So he can take upon himself the sins of the world. So yes, whenever you look at the crucifix, you see he's paying the price in justice for what is due for our sins, but he is actually mercy, because he gave us not what we deserve, but much more than that. He was compassionate and forgiving. And then the Lord goes on to talk about how he says, stop judging and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, you will not be condemned. So what does this mean? Does it mean we can't use our intellect and to judge certain things? We always have to make judgments all the time on what is right and what is wrong. Every time you cross North King Street, you have to make a judgment. Is that car going 80 miles an hour? Will that car hit me? Well, you have to make a judgment every time you cross the street. So it doesn't mean you can't make judgments, but it's really saying you don't condemn people. You don't impute guilt upon them. What we do we of course have to, as the Bible says, test everything, retain what is good. You go through a class in theology, you have to make judgments. Is that person orthodox or are they not? Are they teaching the truth or are they not? We always have to make judgments. It's not the judging that is the problem. It's the this attitude of condemning others, and that's wrong. We don't want to have this attitude of being judgmental or condemning towards others. Instead, Jesus says, forgive and you will be forgiven. Give and you will receive gifts. See, this is one thing, whether it be in the spiritual life or in families, when you give love, you receive love, right? If you, you know, give gossip, you receive gossip. If you give, if you show impatience, then people are impatient with you. If you show kindness and charity, then people will be kind and charitable towards you. She says, give and you'll be given back. Say the prayer of St. Francis talks about that as well. Think of the wedding feast of Cana. They were willing to give, obey, and they filled the jars with water. And then Jesus gave them a multitude of wine. The little boy with the 5 loaves and 2 fish, right? He could have kept that for himself and his family, but instead he gave. And because of that, it was multiplied to feed the 5,000. And that boy, I'm sure, received some of the leftovers, right? So when you give, Jesus says, you'll be given more. Good measure, packed together, shaken down, overflowing, will be poured upon your lap. Think of that with the wedding feast of Cana. Think of that with the multiplication of the loaves and fish. See, when you give, then you receive more back. And lastly, the Lord says, the measure with which you measure will be measured back to you. So in other words, we set the standards. If we are forgiving and loving and compassionate towards others, then that is the measuring rod that will be used for us when we come before God on Judgment Day. I like to use, remember in the kitchen you have the measuring spoons? You ever see those like 5 or 10 different spoons? Well, during your life, if you have used that little tiny spoon your whole life, and that's the only amount of forgiveness that you've given other people, on Judgment Day you hand that little tiny teaspoon to Jesus and say, you use this in judging me. I say we get rid of those little spoons, at least go to a cup, right? At least go to a measuring cup, or better yet, throw that away and go to a bucket, or maybe even a swimming pool, or perhaps the ocean. So, in other words, whatever we've used our whole life in forgiving others, that measuring rod we have to hand to Jesus on our day, and He will use that exact measuring rod when we come before God. So really that's good news, because it gives us the opportunity to be forgiving, merciful, and loving towards others in this life, and then we don't have to worry on the day of our judgment, because the container that we give the Lord to judge us, hopefully, will be, you know, at least a bucket or perhaps a swimming pool.